This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a lot of talk of late, thanks in part to Mr. Trump's tweets, see also our lead story, about what the American relationship with China is going to be like in the Trump years. One can't know the future, of course, but the fact is that the Chinese and American economies are closely joined, perhaps inextricably at this point, and on a great many different levels. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gives us a rundown on that.
One way in which China and the U.S. are bound together is through our debt. China owns $1 trillion worth.
They are the largest foreign owner of U.S. debt, particularly Treasury debt.
Nicholas Lardy is with the Peterson Institute. But this isn't necessarily all that important.
I don't think that gives them too much leverage. The Treasury market is extremely large, extremely broad, extremely deep.
He says even if China sold off a bunch of treasuries, the effect would be minimal. More important is what we sell to one another. Clara Gillespie is a senior director at the National Bureau of Asian Research.
The Chinese market is now a $400 billion market for the United States.
Soybeans, aircraft, and passenger vehicles are the top three things we sell to China. It's almost on par now with our second largest trading partner, Mexico. U.S. companies make a lot of products in China, too. And recently, China started to invest in the U.S.
Chinese investment in the United States this year will hit about $30 billion. There are now about 90,000 full-time individuals employed in the United States by Chinese-affiliated firms.
Lastly, we buy almost $500 billion worth of stuff from China each year. David Dollar is at the Brookings Institution.
Electronic appliances, cell phones, computers, refrigerators.
And parts we use to make our own exports. It's anyone's guess at this point whether or how much the U.S.-China relationship may deteriorate, but a great deal of economic activity is at stake. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.